Today I'm talking about grumbling and complaining. Grumbling and complaining leads us to bad decisions. When we are upset, we hurt others, we destroy things on our way, and also we put ourselves into a stage of tension that leads us to physical pain, such as headache or back pain. These symptoms are the product of basically the negativity that we carry out through the day. Grumbling and complaining makes life harder for us. But it is sad that we still choose to grumble and complain almost every day of our lives. A friend of mine once started his day with grumbling. He was looking for a document. He made himself so upset that when he sat on his chair without balance, he broke the back leg of his chair and fell backward and hit the ground. And you can imagine that it made him even more upset. What do we learn from this story? So many of us, we don't realize that negativity can actually make the situation even worse. The wisest thing to do when you're upset is to stop whatever you do. If you're talking or walking around or working on something or searching for, you know, something that you're trying to find, and instead of getting just angry and upset or blame somebody else or who took this, who messed up with my stuff, or even just being mad at yourself, you begin to ask this question: so what if I can't get what I'm looking for? So what if this person can't understand me? So what if I messed up? So what if I'm running late? If we ask ourselves these questions, I guarantee that it will help us see the situation in a new perspective. You see, when we are upset, we have to get out of our situation so we can see the situation as a whole, not just as a part. What do I mean by that? Well, we have to realize that a missing document is a small section of what's going to happen for a day. And when we upset ourselves, basically, we have the rest of the day that we are going to go basically messing up everything else on our way. So we have to understand that something that affects us now, it will affect the rest of the day. Something that we must realize is not everything has to work perfectly for us to be happy. If you are that sort of person, it's difficult to stay in a good mood. It's stressful to run after perfection. Something that we should realize is that we live in an imperfect society. Not everything happens the way it's promised. Maybe you work with people who are actually late at their job, or they just can't meet the deadline. You see in TV the politicians, they lie, basically. They can't deliver to people what they promised. You see all these systems, basically, that are created, but it's not working the way it's supposed to work. So there are frustration everywhere that we actually see. And if we fix our eyes to those frustrations and all these negative things that are happening around us, bam, we're affected. We're affected by these things. So what do we do instead? I think the wisest thing to do is to say, well, everything is imperfect. Things that are happening around me are not the way it should go, but I don't want to be affected by these things. You know, we should not strive after perfection, but we should aim for that which is meaningful and the one that provides us tons of pleasure. So here is my challenge. Make a decision today to stop grumbling and complaining when you face hardship again. Instead of speaking negative to your circumstances, try speaking life to your situation. Look at your life and see the bright side in your circumstances. Speaking life into your circumstances attracts peace and serenity. I promise you that. Next time you find yourself frustrated, angry at someone or a situation, withdraw yourself and see the situation as a whole and ask this question, like what we mentioned earlier. What if? So what if I can't get this? So what if so-and-so can't understand me? So what if I'm late? And And when you do that, I promise you'll feel better. Again, I'm not talking about temporarily happiness or joy, but I'm talking about a habit that when you set these habits, it will serve you better and it will make you a better person. Well, until next podcast, have a great day.